So a couple of things that I think as we prepared for this, Mickey and I discussed as some of the big issues that we saw around navigating diversity and inclusion at work. So some of them are just the tensions at work, Mickey, that I know you already mentioned, in terms of these can be very controversial issues with people feeling very emotional one way or the other. And that certainly caused either new tensions at work or heightened tensions at work. I think part of what we've also seen and what I've heard termed is pandemic behavior bias. And this is really new biases that have been raised during the pandemic. And I'll give you an example, which is I was kind of talking with clients where they said that there was a whole issue at work around a particular employee that was traveling a lot in the beginning of the pandemic. And people had certain beliefs about this employee because she was traveling more. And that was some behavior that they didn't know all why she was traveling or what she was doing with that travel, but they had ideas about it simply because she was traveling. And I think we're seeing now that things have changed during the pandemic and ideas about people that may wear a mask here or not here. There's all sorts of new stereotypes that have been introduced through the pandemic. And I think, you know, part of this has been heightened by the really heavy political time period that we've been in. But certainly all that, I think, is making difficult conversations in the workplace around these new tensions. Mickey, what have been your observations? What have you heard from clients in this area?
Well, the most interesting now is do you go up to a person and say, hey, have you been vaccinated? Who's been vaccinated? Also, if so, have you had the first shot? Have you had the second shot? And then the companies that say, well, you know, we want everyone to be vaccinated. There's some interesting dynamics going on there. And I mean, we're really learning on the run how to deal with those, as you said, pandemic behavior bias and the tensions that result from it. For people who want to be safe, what do you do? And we kind of, I'd say the saving grace or the rainbow for us is some of us are working remotely. So we're going to try to, so some of the companies, some of my clients are able to decrease that tension because everyone is working remotely. But what does that do for people who are working back in person, face to face? But I think the vaccination one is the hot new one is, are you back? If you don't want to wear your mask, have you been vaccinated? And if you've been vaccinated, doesn't mean we're not sure what can really happen. You know, can you still get COVID? So
all the new tensions, right, are playing out, and I think highlight again just this the importance of diversity and inclusion measures and really the push behind them too right now. So we wanted to really spend the majority of our time talking through best practices in this area now that we've laid the setting for why they're really, I think, as I said before, we thought they would be perhaps decreased in importance, but have truly heightened in importance over the course of this last year through all that has occurred. And I thought we'd first start with just some issues to consider in this area. And we'll delve more deeply into these as we keep going in our presentation. So some are just around legal issues. Certainly, as almost everyone on this webinar knows, Title VII protects against adverse employment actions based on race and gender, and it certainly doesn't specify which race or gender. We've looked, and I think most recently, we've seen that there's been even an uptick in race discrimination EEOC charges by non-minority employees, and even some recent lawsuits filed based on corporate diversity programs. And so when we are talking about our diversity and inclusion initiatives, we want to make sure that they fall within the protections of the law. And we'll be talking a little bit about that more as we go along. Doesn't mean that we don't take strong and powerful and proven efforts in diversity and inclusion, but making sure we have this awareness around the legal dictates is always certainly important and important to those of us here advising our clients on these issues. I think what has also kind of caused us to look at these differences are some of the recent incidents around systemic racism, those towards African Americans and certainly those towards Asians as well in recent news and women. Something else is national demographic changes and the multinational context. I think before when we talked about diversity and inclusion, really the focus was on race oftentimes, perhaps gender, maybe sexual orientation, but that has really changed. And it's about multi-generations. It's about different ideas. It's about different lifestyles of all different sorts. And so when we think diversity and inclusion, it truly is a broad understanding. And I think that expansive nature is important when you think about diversity and inclusion and your advice to your clients on this issue. Mickey, any other issues to consider?